You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, what's your recommendation for people who want to reach out?
Station has a website. It is mix100.com. Click on that. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link. You can find us there. Or head over to Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
This one comes through FB, and her name is Jill. She didn't ask to change the name, so I'm not going to.
Hi, Jill.
Jill says, I'd like to get your opinion, please. I met a guy online in late February. We finally had our first real date last week. I thought it went really well. We had a great time. He was very generous and paid for our dinner, and then a stop we made for wine afterward. So I was surprised when I got a Venmo request for, quote, my half of the date. He never said anything about that when we went out, and it was his idea to extend the date with wine. She writes, I'm only 30, but I'm old-fashioned that when a man asks a woman out, he should pay. If I'd asked him out, I would have probably paid. But it's just so strange to basically get an invoice for a date. I'm tempted to ignore it, but thought I'd ask you and your listeners for your feedback. Thanks for your show. 2 exclamation points.
Aw, Jilly.
That's Jill.
Oh, boy, how do you defend this guy? I'd be curious to see if he is younger than her, because I know we have talked multiple times on the show about how the younger generation is all about splitting it. Mm-hmm. Splitting the bill so you're both equal. You both have skin in the game, basically. And maybe he was just assuming that is how things work now. So I'd be curious to see if he was, you know, 2-3 years younger than her, which we don't know.
But even just 2 or 3 years doesn't make that much of a difference. I mean, because this whole thing about splitting has been going on for 15, 20 years now. So,
yeah, but it's more prevalent
now.
She's
30. I can't believe there'd be that big of a difference between 27, 28, and 30.
I don't know.
See, now, I'm obviously old school when it comes to, you know, paying for things. But she even says that she would have paid if she had asked him out.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Are we at the point where you need to set all of this up beforehand before you go out?
I think so. Clarify.
So when he says, hey, we should go grab dinner somewhere, we should do this. Or when they're leaving the restaurant, he says, you want to go stop somewhere else and get, you know, one final glass of wine? And if we do, are you willing to pay half? I mean, do you have to have that conversation?
I think so. Maybe you can couch it as, hey, let's go out. I'll get dinner for us, and then let's go grab a couple drinks afterwards, and you can do that. I'll get dinner, you get drinks. Let's do it. I'll see you Saturday, you know? You kind of couch it lightly. I mean, you're not, like, forceful when you present the idea. But I think that sounds fair. Hey, I'll grab dinner, you grab drinks. Let's go have some fun.
To make a Venmo request.
It takes the pressure off. But that, it's like coming at you. Maybe she missed something. She had to have missed something, because I don't see this guy just out of nowhere doing this. She had to have missed something.
Here's another thought for you. Is this the kind of thing where if he planned on seeing her again, he would not ask for the money? But if he made the decision after the date that it was one and done, is he more likely to say, hey, Venmo me half of what I paid?
I'm not feeling it. Could you reimburse me?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you he would have added that. If he's just being blatant about asking for more for some of the money back, I feel like he would have been blatant saying, hey, I'm not feeling it.
So now we're saying that in the dating world, you need to give money back guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll go out with you. If things don't go well, I will expect
half of the money back.
I need a money back guarantee on the date. And then do you also start keeping track of who orders the most expensive thing on the menu, and you break it down? So like, you owe me 58% of the date money, and I only did about 42% of everything.
It's so confusing. I guess if you just go into it knowing you're going halvesies and you pay for your own stuff, then I guess it just takes a lot of pressure off. You're just covering your own way and seeing if you like the other person. There is no, brain damage over who's paying. Just go into it knowing you're going to pay your own way, which I hate. I hate that idea.
Let's open up phones. I want to hear what people have to say about this, especially if we have some 20-somethings and 30-somethings that want to sound off.
Yeah.
I pretty much get the idea that if you're 45 to 60 or something like that, I think the majority of people, I'm not saying all, but the majority of people would say, no, this guy's out of line.
Right.
But I would love to hear from 20 to 35.
Should she pay this guy? Is he in the right? Is this how it all works now?
Yeah,
I'm out of the loop. I haven't been dating in years, so.
Is it totally fine that he sends her a Venmo request? First one to get through today was Danny. Hey, Danny, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what do you think about Jill's situation?
So I'm on Jill's side. I have a COVID relationship. And I am 27, I have 3 brothers, and I feel like if he asked her on a date, then he needs to pay for the date. It's not like she asked him to go do all these crazy things, and if he didn't want to pay for it, he should have just taken her for ice cream. It's simple. You know?
You get one scoop. No cone.
You get one sprinkle and one scoop, and that's it.
One sprinkle.
You know?
And hold your hand out. We're going to forego the cone and the cup, and we're just going to put it right in your hand.
And take some of these napkins with you. Take a whole stack of napkins, all right?
Exactly.
You know what we don't know, though, Danny, is maybe he went into this thinking, oh, it's going to be a nice little date, a nice little dinner, and maybe a glass or two of wine. We don't know what she ordered, how much she ate, and how much she drank. Maybe she did go way above and beyond, and this guy can't afford it. And now he's like, my gosh,
I understand that, but I feel like I want to say, all women kind of on their first date go for salad. I don't know.
Maybe she added the grilled chicken, though.
Maybe. I don't know. I think if you ask a girl on a date, you need to make sure that you know that if you ask, then you need to be the one paying.
And then when
you get to a second date, maybe the girl can pay. Like,
there you go.
You just have to be, there you go.
Hey, how's your relationship going right now, your COVID relationship?
It's good. We just got engaged.
Whoa!
Yeah. Did you do it over Zoom?
No. You'd think, though, right?
Uh-huh. Well, congrats. Good for
you. Way to go, Danny.
Thank you.
Yeah, congrats to you, and thank you for listening. Thanks for calling. You have a fun day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye, Danny. Mm-hmm.
How about that?
How about that?
Next one up is Holly. Holly, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So do you agree with Danny that he should have paid?
We all grew up on our own terms, and I grew up on a different term. I learned that you pay your way up front or you pay your way later, and take that in any terms that you'd like. But in this day and age, I think it's more respectful to ask for Venmo than for something on a second date. And it's a mutual agreement, She's spending her time with him as much as he's spending his time with her. So I
still feel like she might have missed something going into this where maybe it was subtly brought up somehow or
maybe
glossed
over.
Holly,
let me ask you this. I mean, you're saying, you think the Venmo request is fine, but should he have given her a heads up about this? Or is it totally cool just out of the blue getting the request?
Oh, yeah, certainly. The communication could have been a lot better, of course. But nobody's good at that, especially men. Sorry, no offense.
Whoa, wait a minute. We're professional communicators.
We communicate all day long.
Dang.
We're going to send you a Venmo bill for this call now, Holly.
Ooh, I love it.
Keep an eye out.
Mutual. Remember, mutual relationship.
Mutual. That's
right.
Oh, you're delightful. Have a great day. Thanks for being on our show.
Bye,
Thanks,
Holly.
Guys. Love your show.
Love you.
Oh, we love you, and we don't care. Who knows? One more on the phone. Andrew. Andrew, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, boy. Good, Andrew.
Going great, bro. What do you think?
What do you say?
So, from my opinion, I guess I'm a little old-fashioned. If if he genuinely enjoyed the date and generally liked this girl, then why would he send a Venmo request right after?
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking he's sending a signal that he's just not that into it?
Yeah, wouldn't you think to try to set up a second date instead of doing the Venmo first?
Right, like he is so not getting a second date now. So maybe that's what he was going for, so he doesn't have to deal with calls or texts or...
Maybe
this is
like
his way of ending it.
He's got nothing to lose, right?
Yeah. If he gets the money, he does, and if he doesn't, then he's moving on.
Yeah,
that's how I am. I mean, I would, if I asked this girl out, I would assume to try and pay and start doing second dates, and I would really appreciate it if she offered to pay in our future dates.
It's a nice gesture.
You bet. That's
how is your dating life, Andrew?
Yeah.
Good. I'm married right now.
Oh, okay. Well,
so not dating as much is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Have a great day. All right.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
I appreciate you being on the show. Let me read this note. My favorite message that we got online is from Ava, and I'm gonna have to clean it up. She says, "I'm 26, and if a guy tells me up front that we're splitting the check, I'm okay with that. If he takes me out and then sends me a Venmo request, I'm ignoring that bleep, and he can take me to court if he wants.
Whoa, jeez.